Here today with us, we have Brian Eason with the Associated Press and Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. Brian, early on, you were covering reforms to public employee pensions. They got it done in the very final moments of the session. You predicted it all along.
The cost of waiting is really expensive. That's why we're where we are today. In 2010, they passed this massive reform bill, but the higher contributions were phased in over so long, they've just now fully kicked in. Well, now we're $32 billion in the hole. At the last minute, once it got out of conference committee, the largest state teachers union came out against the bill because it raised the retirement age too much for their liking, and they wanted a little bit more taxpayer money involved in the deal. So there was some concern right at the end that this whole thing was going to fall apart. You had Democrats in a late-night caucus debating whether they were going to vote for this. Some people were saying, well, let's just push this to a special session. That's what got everyone on board, was the chance that if they didn't act now, things would be even worse in the future.
And just really quick, three big changes to PERA.
Retirees, their cost of living raises are going to drop from 2% a year to 1.5% a year. Employees are going to have to contribute 2% more of their paychecks in. The state's going to be giving $225 million per year until this unfunded liability is solved.
Ed, you were following one of the other huge items on the agenda, Senate Bill 1, transportation infrastructure funding. That came together also at the very end of the session.
Both that case and the case of PERA, I think the House Democrats had what I would call a mid-session awakening. They went into the session saying that maybe we pass PERA reform, maybe we can kick it to 2019. They went into transportation negotiations saying absolutely no bonding. At the end of the session, they said there's an urgency to pass PERA reform, and they said, you know what, we need to do bonding. And I think it was listening to the needs of the people out there. What went into the Senate Bill 1 deal is this. There will be $645 million in one-time money over the next 2 years going to roads and transit that hadn't gone there before. There will be $50 million a year for the next 20 years going toward transportation. And there also will be a bonding initiative on the 2019 ballot that will ask voters to approve $2.3 billion in bonds to go toward major transportation projects. Think I-25 north of Denver, think I-70 through the mountains. Unless there is a major transportation initiative passed by one of two outside groups on the 2018 ballot. Is this everything that business groups and Republicans wanted? No, it isn't. But it's still the biggest amount of money that's ever gone to transportation coming out of the legislature. So it was a major deal in that sense.
What other major things happened?
A bill dealing with full-strength beer sales at grocery and convenience stores, which began on January 1st, passed at the last day of the session after a big dust-up. And then you also saw a couple of things that had been in the works for several years get done. Earlier in the session, the legislature put $100 million more over the next 5 years to rural broadband funding. Also funded, again, the Colorado Energy Office, which had essentially lost all of its state backing in a last-second fight in 2017.
And Brian, the first part of the session, we were dealing with sexual harassment allegations, actually all session, and someone was expelled for the first time in 103 years. We're also going into an election year. It was an historic session, and a lot still seemed to get done.
There were the usual slate of messaging bills. There was a lot of stuff, partisan stuff, that died on both sides. You saw Democrats pushing for more social programs. You saw Republicans pushing to cut taxes and cut regulations. But at the end of the day, I think there was so much new revenue this year, and there was so much pressure to get something done on the big issues, transportation, the pension, education, that there still was that room for legislators to get something done, even in that partisan environment.
Thanks, Brian Eason with the Associated Press and Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. I'm Penta Berkland, and this is Capital Conversation.